Storytel presents Witch Hunt by Margit Sandemo, part 2 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Chapter 1. Deep in the Valley of the Ice People, a family crossed the lake in a small boat. The oars creaked in the rowlocks every time the blades glided gently through the calm water. Three children were seated in the stern and chatted incessantly. Their shrill voices echoed over the lake. Saul sounded cocksure as usual. Dag was calm and slightly aloof. And Leif's fairy tale fantasies were drowned out by the other two. Silja sat in the middle watching Tengel at the oars. His attention was focused on the children. He was always concerned that something might happen to them. But they were well brought up and could behave as they pleased within limits. So Silja thought he really didn't need to watch them quite so closely, although she understood his reason for doing so. Here was a man who had once resigned himself to an empty, lonely life, but now four people depended on him. They respected him and gave him love that he'd only imagined in his most secret dreams. Silja was so proud of her little family. Her husband Tengel, who was feared and ostracized, only she knew that his frightening, demonic appearance concealed such a fine human being. As for the children, her heart warmed just thinking about them. Saul, always cheerful and lively, presented them with a dilemma. Tainted as she was by the blood of Tengel the Evil and the threat of tragedy, Dag was a blonde, intelligent dreamer, and little Leif, the youngest, imitated the older ones in everything. She took after Silja in many ways, the same chestnut, curly hair, the same shy, expressive eyes and ready smile. She shared Silja's imagination as well. She sees trolls everywhere, breathing life into shadows and everyday things, communing with trees. Dear Leif, thought Silja, if you follow in my footsteps, your life will be rich and varied. But you're so sensitive. I'm afraid life will deal you many hard blows. Silja was reluctant to turn around and look at the children. It always hurt her to see how badly dressed they were. Saul's dress was far too small. Dag's trousers and jacket were sewn of Silja's worn-out skirts, showing what a hopeless seamstress she was. Leif's dark, heavy woolen dress was made of Tengel's trousers, a shapeless garment which the neighbouring wives had openly ridiculed. The mere thought made Silja cringe with shame. They had put out their fishing net and were now returning to the shore. Since it was such a mild summer evening, the children had been allowed to join their parents, and the children were really thrilled. As they rowed, Silja gazed at the mountains that surrounded the Valley of the Ice People on all sides. Now they were bathed in burnished gold from the setting sun. Silja saw a cleft between two peaks. You know, Tengel, I've often thought there must be a way through the mountains up there. Tengel rested on the oars and followed her gaze. A few have managed to make a way through.